Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's a Monday, May 6, and here we go. All thanks to the Hyundai Driveaway and a Hyundai Stereo Load Van from $49,490. T's and C's apply. Good afternoon. However you're tuning in through the SEN airwaves, perhaps that's through 1170 in Sydney, 693 AM in Brisbane, maybe on the Gold Coast, maybe through the app. We don't mind. We just want you listening here, and we appreciate you sharing a part of your day with us. A shout out to the Run Home podcast listeners through Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And you know the drill. If you want to have your say through the podcast, slide on in like Ian Gear into the DMs, and we can get to you a little bit later. 1300 01 1170, or text 0457 736 736. We are on X, Instagram, and so to TikTok is the way to do that. Now, we need to do a quick around the grounds we go. Brian, are you present?
Here, sir.
Tourist, are you present?
Present, sir.
Nathan Brooks.
Present, gents. Oh, good Brooks. To be back.
Nathan, where have you bloody been?
Oh, I've been on brekkie with Vossy, Brandy, Matty Russell, everyone.
It's, you know how great. I knew where he was? Because listening the yesterday, Friday morning, and there was the question, something 47, and 47 from Ricky got played, and I said, his fingerprints are all over that.
You've stolen it. You've stolen. How was it, Brooks? How's the body clock?
It's different.
Yeah.
You get to the afternoon. You guys had a little dip into the brekkie hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, you start falling asleep at random hours in the afternoon. I got to watch a few old movies. You know, when you don't have that time in the afternoon, or, you know, we're usually here. We're prepping shows. Yeah, we're doing the show. We get home, dinner, sleep. But when you got the afternoon free, you feel like, you know, the old days when the 12 o'clock movie was on, Channel 7, Channel 9.
Very good.
So I went back and I sort of went back over some movies that pretty much when I first turned 18, you forget about, like, you watch them once and you forget they exist.
Like world movies, Thursday nights. Oh,
yeah, 9:30.
Oh, remember that? You remember the world movies?
Oh, yes, yeah. I do.
Any kind of glance.
So I used to get the bodgy TV with the coat hanger aerial.
Yes.
Because we didn't have an outlet.
Yeah.
And jeez. Turn the lights off, get the tea tree oil out and look.
Oh, Brian.
And it was always, they were always French.
Yeah.
What was going with the, and I didn't understand that.
Mm. It was an occasional German one. Remember there was Inspector Rex before?
Yeah.
I'm not into the
German. And it was a double German.
I'm not into the German. Poor buongiorno.
Too hard?
Two heckos.
Oh, yes.
But it's good. Like you back to brekkie, you sort of adjust. It took some time, but you adjust. You watch the movies, the sport on. There's all, you know, all the shows you can watch. You get out, go for a walk during the day, have a later coffee.
Yep.
There's options.
Does the bride
have a hit?
The bride, she shift work?
Yes, she is.
So what's her, when she's on mornings, what's that go?
So when she has days off, generally we didn't really see each other if she was working. Ships in the night.
Ships
styles.
In the night.
Days off were great. You know, when I came on, like when I finished, she was there. We could go do brekkie, lunch, brunch, whatever you want.
Any chance of engagement coming up, do you think?
I was going to say, I could have got engaged, married, and had twins by the time I've been off. But no, not yet.
Is there pressure?
There's a little bit of Siriaco. Oh, I'm back.
Okay.
A little bit of pressure.
But just a tiny bit, but not just yet.
Okay. You're 40.
But we're older too, so it doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, it does.
No, but if you're younger, there's sort of pressure to have kids and stuff. But like when you're older, you sort of resign. Like you can just go, you know what? Whenever it happens, it happens. Mm. Well, I'm only speaking for myself. I can't speak for the other half. But, we're both content.
What about when a Michael Hill ad comes on?
Michael Hill.
Yeah. What if that comes on?
I try and bypass those ads. Yeah, no. Yeah. No, not really. No, I think we're happy. We like to travel, so
yeah,
we've
that's
got
good.
Some trips planned later in the year.
You can do that when you're engaged. Boys, I've got a show for you. I know we I don't know, it's an old one apparently. Yeah. It's on SBS Demand. Kin. K-I-N. Ooh. It's about
next
the,
of.
Yeah. It basically that's what it's about.
Oh.
So it's about an Irish family who are gangsters.
How'd you find that one?
Beasto.
Oh, wow.
So we play golf, as we said last Friday, play golf Australia versus New Zealand, and we give it to the Kiwis. David Kidwell, if you're listening, you still owe us the multi-bet. He didn't pay up.
Yeah.
But, Kin's very good. SBS Demand, it's like The Sopranos, but they're Irish.
Really?
It's about a family.
Ooh. You know, I've got a potty for you, potty push. Ooh. I sent it to you, but you were all sort of off and you're doing your own.
No, world. I have. I listened to
Ron Eddles.
Yeah.
How good is it?
Yeah, it's very good. The crime dude.
Yeah, the crime dude. Mm. We need to get the crime dude in here for TLT. By the way, too, like there's not been enough praise. We haven't been lavish enough with this man. The man who's sporting the Bob Hawke Beef and Leisure Centre hat. Corduroy.
Yes, pardon.
Mate, the tourist. Like for these 4 weeks.
Yeah, he's
Australis on his back. He's climbing Kosciuszko, backpack full of bricks, cement gumboots on, blisters
I was
the
calling
works.
Him Norm Churchill.
Yeah, Norm.
So you've combined the both.
Yes, Norm just, Smith times Clive.
Yeah, or Smith Clive.
How relieved are you to see the Brooks here today, tourist?
Listen, was it a tiring 4 weeks? Yes. Would I do it again? Absolutely not. Welcome back, Brooks. So glad to have you here. Came in today, the rundown was ready. All I had to do was just sit there, have my lunch, ready to go by 3 p.m.
Okay.
Beautiful afternoon.
Tell me this. Did you send the prizes out as well?
Every single prize got sent out.
Actually.
Hey?
No text coming through.
Not a single one. No offense.
Not one. Not 47. Yeah.
I think I got
nothing.
Rid of too many hats, if anything.
Yeah. Well done, tourists. You put us on our back.
Good stuff.
Thank you, boys. It was a fun 4 weeks.
I've got to say, that last show, like, you know, sometimes in life, it's a bit like our muck update school.
Yes.
So the last show was a 2-hour sprint with you and I, Brian, on Friday.
That was awesome.
And the rundown, it was basically, righto, boys, we're playing eyes up footy today. There was no guests.
Yeah, Dean Watling.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And Shawnee.
Oh, by the way, Dean Watling, speaking about sliding in the DMs, did you see his inbox?
Yeah.
It was just an Aubergine-a-thon.
Yeah, he said.
And tips and winners, too.
He's going good.
Yeah.
The one on Saturday he did.
Yep.
The first one.
And the last in Wagga, he said, boys, I've got something in the last in Wagga, that one.
Oh.
And then he did very well on the Saturday. Mate, he's a very good tipster, our man Dean Watling.
Well, he's single, too. Look at the mingle.
You're saying he's killing it in Group 7 as well. The Mercury's doing write-ups of him down there, too.
Yeah.
Like, he's hot.
Yeah.
He's so hot
now. Well, we've worked him out. He loves a short side. That's all he's got.
Short side.
Yeah. He just loves a short side, don't we? He even said that. Yep. He said, I just go down the short side trying to catch out a big, fat, lazy front row.
Yeah. But he's got sticky fingers.
You reckon he has?
Well, I think a couple of times he's
got Scott Hill like.
Yeah, 3-2, 3-on-2. Just
tell you what, who's the new Scott Hill?
No.
Yeah, the man.
Who?
Kurt.
Oh.
Loves a dummy and go.
Does he?
Loves it.
More dummies than a chemist.
Oh, Kurt, let it sing, brother.
Yeah, but he got a meat pie.
Yeah, I know, because he just kept doing it.
Speaking about tries, tourists, can you just, like, Brian, I know you take a great. They take great pride in this.
Umbridge.
But I don't know if it's all you. It's the show as a collective. This is what happened when Tommy Hazelden came on the program. Your career's flying. I did say before with the challenge, what is round 3, round 7, round 8? Let's throw round 9 into it as well, hey? How's that sound for another meat pie?
Yeah, why not?
Now down in back play, little off, of course. Here's Tommy Hazelden. They weren't stopping Tommy.
Up you go, Tommy boy.
Up you go, Tommy boy.
He's a Mickey.
He's a Mickey.
And he didn't play rugby league till he was 16.
Yep.
Or 15 or something.
Soccer.
Yeah. Prodigy.
Prodigy.
So did you see the Greg Marzu interview?
Yeah. Yes, we did. We were all here. We're watching it. Actually didn't hear it, but we're watching it.
Oh, you need to hear it.
I know.
You can't see it.
I know.
Hearing it was the Michael. Well, Tommy's he's my 2IC in the nicest team in the world. So what the captain is Greg.
Yeah.
I'm trying to build this team.
Yeah, yeah.
I've just... Like Mickey blokes.
Yep.
Tommy's the 2IC.
Wow.
So I think I'm going to have both Brayleys in too.
Really? What, 9 and 14?
Yeah, well, because... No, I think I might play 1 at 6.
Oh.
1 at 6, 1 at 9. Because...
Jenna Jameson.
Blake's got a Gosnay.
Has he?
Well, you know how I've been asking... I ask all the players a bit. We know how we ask them about something about Mary. I'm asking about Gosnay.
Oh, I think we need to retire that. We need a new one.
A new movie?
Yeah. Something a bit closer to him. We're a bit too far down the track now.
Okay, maybe we can open it up to the Texas. Arvo Doyens, you're a bit slow, Bears head. This is from Hillstorm Hillary. Watch both Kin series a year ago, waiting for series three. Well, that's what I said.
Yep.
I said I was just up to it. Thank you very much, Hillstorm Hillary. Fletch, if 12 blokes dressed up as Boz Rothfield came to your Reg party at Magic Ground, surely you let us in. Same blokes dressed in the shirts from last year. You made our mate do 7 shots of tequila. Spud from Budgie Boy.
Yeah.
Going to make an executive decision here. Yes. Yes, you're in, Spud. But you've all got to come identical as Buzz. I don't want bodgy ones.
No, okay.
I don't want bodgy buzzers.
Okay. Do you need the voice?
Voice would help.
It'd help.
Well, no, just one of you.
Okay.
One of you come in and you've got to say something witty.
Well, Shawnee and I need to come clean here, and this is bad planning, because I understand that Matty Johns has got a family podcast on at 12 o'clock Saturday.
It could be up at Caxton.
And then you have, well, not you, Gary and Brad.
Brad and Gary.
Brad and Gary got one at 12 o'clock also.
We're 12 till 3.
12
oh, sorry,
till
3. Brad and Gary 12 till 3.
Yeah, so.
There's a kissing booth.
Yes.
There is an arm wrestle booth. You're going to have to wrestle Gary.
Yes.
There's Galaga.
Yep.
Oh. There's 80s karaoke.
Yep.
All 80s. And we're shouting you. They are shouting.
Okay. Well, we're the
I can't even speak today. Wet t-shirt competition for men only.
Oh, nice.
Shawnee and I and Dan Ganane.
Big boys?
Big boy. Yeah. Bigger the better.
Yeah. Shawnee and Dan Ganane and myself, you wouldn't believe it. We also have a luncheon at 12 o'clock on the Saturday. No, at the Gambaros.
Oh, across
so,
the road.
So we're the overflow, right?
Yeah.
If you can't get in there, we might give you guys some tickets. You know when you can't get somewhere and you go, no, but go down here, you'll get in there.
Yeah.
We'll be the overflow.
Why don't we combine all three?
Yeah.
Magic Round's turning into Coachella. Yeah. Like, there's so much on outside of the games, let alone on Suncorp Stadium. This is awesome. Yeah. I think this is what they envisioned, right? Like having everyone, all the broadcasters, podcasters, shows that are done outside the TV realm up there.
What they need to do, is there an outdoor car park somewhere? We need to do a tailgate.
Yes.
They've got to start getting involved. The tailgate that we did at Vegas at the Raiders Stadium was awesome.
Yep.
Because the Raiders are synonymous with tequila and tacos.
Yep.
So... what could we do up there in Brisbane?
Correct.
Should we just have prawns, prawn rolls?
Yep. Whatever you like. I agree with it.
There's got to be a car park, and you've got to have a ute.
Yep.
Big, high ute.
Love it.
Your pants up high. Everything's high.
Yep, love
high
it.
Hair.
Love it.
People are high.
Brian, I'm getting agitated here. I'm getting agitated because our man, Maxi Rushton, he said, boys, you got to break by quarter past.
Oh, yes, good.
You got to break by quarter past. So, Max, yes, tourists, what are you saying? We've got a break. A date night's here too. He's just had a fresh date.
Oh,
we'll get the update there.
Well, hang on. Hang on.
Look how trim the beard is. That means date. Look at that.
It does.
Look at that. We've got to go. I'm getting anxiety now. Max said we've got a break by 3:15. Breaking back with more. It's the Run Home with Joel and Flett. Thanks for sharing a part of your day with our program. We appreciate that. Now, we are also on X. Now, I'm not saying Twitter anymore. It's been 8 months. So we're on X at Joel Flett SEN is the way to do that. Text line 0457 736 736 is the way to do that. Brian, heaps of texts coming through. Hey, boys, how isn't Jakey T, the El Capitano of the Good Blokes 13?
Yeah, he is. He's immoral. But these are the new... It's like an emerging squad.
Yeah.
So these blokes are emerging. Oh, you always got to fill them up. Jakey,
right.
I mean, Jakey T. I shouldn't even have to say it.
Yes. Fletcher, mate and I are heading to Magic Round for the 3 days. Get us in. Going to Matty Pod also, says Cobb. How are you going to do both there, Cobby? Maybe just come to our one instead.
Well, how long does a potty go for? An hour?
Probably. Oh, you reckon they slide in the back doors by then?
Yeah, because I think there's going to be a special appearance at our one.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, okay.
I'm hearing.
Okay.
Hearing a special guest.
Are you certain there's not a member of your Matty John show who's not going to be live and uninterrupted at our one? Are you certain about that?
No, I'm not certain.
Hashtag old vlog.
I'm not.
1300 01.
I'm not certain at all.
Mate, because I go to sleep so well, I don't get to see a heap of your stuff, but I've got to say, I watched the Queensland Spirit. Very good.
Yeah. Well, tourists loved it too.
Yeah, very good.
Beaver Menzies, MVP of that.
Beaver's very, very good. The next episode, it's a to be continued. You know, we used to watch Happy Days? I used to love Happy Days.
No.
And when it was a to be continued, I used to hate it. You know, they used to go, because, like, Fonzie be doing something.
Yeah, and you were in.
And you were in, and then all of a sudden you had to wait a week.
Oh, no, but do you reckon there's something to that?
Out.
Like, so the kids of today, they don't have to do that.
No.
We had to wait. Patience is a virtue.
It is.
Don't you reckon?
It is.
There's waiting for nothing now. Even, like, what would you get for your birthday, Brian? Stuff all. You get a rugby league jersey you wanted, a football perhaps, or whatever it is.
Green machine.
Green Machine.
You think of the Green Machine? They're back in fashion, by the way. You know, those little... You know, they're like a billy cart.
And they spin out.
Yeah, they spin out the old Green Machine. So they've made a bit of a comeback.
But that was a big... Kids just get what they want now, don't they? Why?
I don't know. Because we've spoiled them.
We have spoiled them.
Because they're all soft. Look at Dom in there. He gets whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Except dates and sex.
We need to get an update on that too. By the way, Tom Brady today is getting roasted as part of a special for Netflix. Here's former Patriots QB Drew Bledsoe on Brady and the marriage.
You know, obviously, buddy, you got really used to not being touched, right? Just like the end of the marriage.
And here is Julian Edelman, who he was the wide receiver who no one gave a chance of playing in the NFL on Bill Belichick not having a job.
You remember when you used to yell at us? Look, the kids down at Foxborough High can make that play.
I've been waiting for this for so long.
Look, Foxborough High is the only job offer you had.
Tourist, this is your team, mate. This is your team. Chime in.
Yeah, this was the roast of Tom Brady today. It was really good. I've seen clips all afternoon. The moment I get home tonight, I'm going to be watching it. They were live streaming it on Netflix, and I think it's the first time they've done live streamed of the roast.
So it's live
now. Oh, it's just finished. So
but
like
tonight we could watch it.
Oh, yeah. And you'll be able to watch tonight, I'm sure.
Oh, excellent.
Was it any comedians roasting him? Was it just
Kevin Hart, Nikki Glaser, Jeff Ross was in charge of it all still.
Well, Jeff Ross, he's very good.
He's all there. So there was loads of people on it.
How did he handle it, Brady?
Pretty well. He gave it as well as he... Like,
did he?
I can't play 90% of the stuff that was going on the roast. It was some pretty heavy, rude stuff.
Can I ask this?
He doesn't strike me as like rude.
No, but well, I mean, they all get writers for it.
Strikes me as boring.
Yeah, but then you get a writer to write all your jokes. And, you
know. That's what I was going to ask you, because you're a fave with this sort of industry. So when there's a bake from, say, Drew Bledsoe, would there be a writer in cahoots with that guy for Tommy Brady to come back? Would it all be in cahoots?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because we've spoken to someone high up at News Corp, and they said that... Tom's not much chop.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So he's not on his feet, just
no,
eyes up. No. In the pocket. He's no good in the pocket.
No good in the pocket. This one here, it's a wonder we haven't spoken about, but I have been away. Afternoon legends from Freshwater Storm. Monday Michael is Mr. Blackjack himself, Tim Nackey.
Yes.
Keeping the people on the edge of their seats with his blackjack antics and amazing descriptions of the blackjack deals. Absolute scenes yesterday hitting the 1 million profit. He did, but did you see today, Storm?
Oh, no.
So he doubled down. He doubled down and he got absolutely hammered.
No.
So he lost 240 today because it was 119.
So he was betting 120.
So just for our listeners who aren't aware of it, he started off and he said, I will put, for every follower I have, I'll put, for every follower, 10 cents on blackjack. Anyway, he started off with something like 25,000, whatever it was. Anyway, as of today, he was up to 1,200,000 followers. So he has to play 120,000. It is very, very good.
We need to get a clip.
I get so nervous.
But the way, it's not just him playing.
No.
It's the way he's just the knockabout. He's a Waz fan.
He's got the way
he just rips into the dealer.
Yeah. I like the one today when he says, this bloke, he must have a rider as well.
Of course.
So the bloke today, he goes, mate, and he says it so quickly. He says, oh, look at this bloke's head. He could wear a monocle over one eye. Like, it was just, over both eyes. Yeah. He's terrific.
Oh, mate. We need to get something of a tourist. Yes, sir.
So I think he's on Sports Day tonight, gents.
No!
Yeah. What?
Tourist, that was on you.
Yeah.
It was you and Conan. It was a battle. I said, we need to get Nucky on first.
Yeah.
I said,
oh, Brian.
Yes. Yourself and Daddy Vass. You let him slip under your guard.
Sorry.
Mate, you've got 2.5 hours to beat him.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Oh, why? You never know. Slide.
Yeah.
I'll try a quick slide.
Mate, why don't you slide in and say, hey, mate, look, hate to tell you, but it's been cancelled for Sports Day. Can you come on earlier for the run home? Please.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
You could, tourist.
I could, but I couldn't.
Oh, mate.
The host of Change. It's Joel and Fletch now.
I know. I can't believe that. You know what we're going to do too, by the way, Brian? We don't go too early on this show, and there's medication for that. But
Pilot. Are we sponsored by Pilot still?
We will be soon.
Yeah.
So you're going to announce your rolling New South Wales team.
Well, I'm just not quite clear because in the production meeting when I got here at 1:15 today and we were talking about this, we had the Mickeys, which was my team and your team, whatever we came up with. It didn't really necessarily do with the ability. It's something they did in the game. For example, this week, if it was the Mickey team, Tommy Hazelton would be in there.
Correct.
But are you saying Tommy Hazelton is now in my New South Wales squad?
No, that's on you.
That's on me.
We're parking the Mickey M's until the teams have been announced. I want you to have a rolling New South Wales team, and then next week you might say, no changes, sir. We're going to keep that as is.
Yeah, but is it got to be legit?
Legit.
Well, okay, legit.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, and no offence to Tommy, I think he might struggle.
That's right.
But I want him in the Mickey team, so it's got nothing to do with Mickeys.
That's, well, you can have a... What about your Mickey of the week is the 18th man?
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
So you got to name 17... rolling team. And then every week you can make a couple of changes. There might be injury, there might be whatever else.
Okay.
Sats and the Rat, who we're chatting with after 5 o'clock, they're going to, because Brooksy suggested we do the Queensland team. No way in the world are we going to do the Queensland team.
No, we don't care about the Queensland team. Not at all.
So they're doing that.
Well, Trey Fuller will look good on the weekend. Yeah, like, surely he's going to be wearing number one.
Don't worry, tourist. Do not worry, tourist. So the Barn Owl, he's all over this. Tim Nackey is on Sports Day because the Rat is in his comments every day salivating over it.
Right. It's a John Rahm guy.
So he's a mad suck, is he?
Yeah. You know, he stalked John Rahm just to get a selfie. Oh. He's one of those.
Far out, Rat. And he's in the summit too.
Yeah.
He's in the summit with Tiffany Wood.
Mate, when you speak to Rat, it's dead set reality TV show bingo. Like, he's just ticking them all off, isn't he? Don't you reckon? Anyway.
This was my A grade. I don't know if you saw Peter Stefanovic. You know the young kid?
Yeah, what's he done?
Is it Keegan? Was that the
Oh, the fisher. Yeah,
the million dollar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So he got him on.
From Darwin?
Yeah. So this kid, he won the million dollar barra, which has been out, I think it got tagged 4 or 5 years ago, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So is it a tagged barra that anyone can catch? And if you catch it, you win the million dollars.
Yeah, during the competition. Yeah. And he got it. And then they got him on. Peter Stefanovic got him on his rank show and went and interviewed him. No, and talking about, and then just said, a guy's come forward and said that when you were 14, you might have stole a Polaris. Uh-huh. And actually, when he did win it, he said, this is before he went on Peter Stefanovic's show. He came in and said, I'd like to apologise to someone when I was 14.
Did he?
Yeah, he was off the rails. 14.
So he brought it up.
Oh. Yeah, but then this imbecile, I don't care. I'm calling it. It was. This is his moment.
Yeah.
$1 million. Mm. You get this kid on. This little indigenous kid from up north won $1 million. His family were frothing. And then you get him on the show to talk about what he thought was going to be talked about. And then he brings that shit up.
Yeah.
Ta-da, Pete. No, I'm saying it, mate. I don't care. He's an aggro. Who's with me?
Hey, Max is Texas. He said, you blokes want to be professional. The news was 53 seconds ago. The best roast of us. You can roast us on the text line. You'll win a $100 voucher courtesy of Kicking In. Fletcher's just given his decent roast as well. For unique seafood experience, the open line can decide that. Famous Cajun-style premium seafood. Visit kickingin.com.au. That's the best roast of us on the text line.
I watched Alvarez yesterday.
We'll win a $100 voucher courtesy of Kicking In. Coming up with the news is Amy Drew, and then all the big NRL news after that.
Just left and a right. And just, he'd be begging. Hitting with so many lefts, he'd be begging.
It's an NRL news update. Subscribe to SEN League on YouTube and the SEN podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Okay, I still want to know who that number six for the Roosters is going to be with Kia retiring. But in the meantime, there might be a solution at the Panthers because, according to Michael Chamis in the Sydney Morning Herald, the Panthers have offered David Fifita a multi-year deal worth $850,000 a season. Fifita flew into Sydney for a secret meeting. They're never secret, these meetings. For a secret meeting with Panthers coach Ivan Cleary on Sunday evening, which was followed up with a formal secret offer. Fifita is expected to make a decision on the Panthers' $850,000 over the next 48 hours. The Titans are waiting for an answer from Fifita whether he'll take up an option for the next two seasons, and we're unaware their forward had met with the Panthers on his day off. It's a bad look, isn't it, these meetings? Lomax caught up with Brad Arthur. Fifita catching up with Cleary. Fifita has until kickoff in the opening game of round 10 this Thursday at 8 p.m. to take up the option on his Titans deal.
Wow.
Failure to do so will result in him becoming a free agent. I don't think on his part he's got until kickoff. I think from the Titans' point of view,
that's right.
He's got as long as he wants.
Well, he'll go. Because I read somewhere that his partner's from Sydney.
Yep. Oh, she plays in the NRLW.
Yeah, I think she's from Sydney girl. She might be out that way as well.
Charlie Bent.
If he gets his 850, is that what he wants? Is that the Penrith offer?
That's the offer, yeah.
So he's on a million and a bit with the Titans. If he gets his 850, he might be going for, I'd be going.
Shaylee Bent's a current Gold Coast player herself
and
current New South Wales player. She's only 23.
Where's she from?
Where's she from? Okay, let me have a look here. Tweedhead Seagulls. She's a Tweed girl.
Oh, I thought she was a local girl.
No, Tweed girl.
Well, she might want to come down. Watch out, what's that, Dom?
Protest.
Hold all tickets. Okay, protest.
Okay. There's I's that need to be dotted, Brian, and T's that need to be crossed.
Okay.
Shaylee Bent, the 23-year-old partner of Fifita.
Yes.
Born.
Nepean Hospital.
Penrith.
Ah, there you go.
Yep.
It's all aligned.
Okay. Began playing her career for the Glenmore Park Brumbies.
Well, there you go. Her and Mick Fanning.
Yes.
Mick Fanning started out, they were born in Nepean.
Yep.
Go up the Gold Coast for a couple of years and come back to Penrith.
That's it. That's exactly right.
Well, guess what, Panthers fans? You've got another back rower who probably could play in the middle.
So if you read the fine print, David Fitt has been offered $850,000 to come for the Panthers and Shaylee Bent's been offered $725,000
to play for the Panthers. The Panthers, they haven't got a girl side.
No, they will soon. Yeah. Can you imagine? I'm pretty serious about this. When every NRL team has an NRLW team, you're doing double headers, the game will be flying. Mm. Like, it'll be absolutely flying. Reports from the Daily Telegraph. Well, sorry, before we move on to that, Matty Cameron on David Fitt. Of course, he's out there, CEO of Penrith Panthers. I wouldn't be doing my job properly unless I investigated every option that was available to the club moving forward.
I got some dosh.
Yep.
No luai.
Yep.
No fish.
Yep.
There's dosh.
There's only, I think you'll find there's only like seven players left from that first grand final they played in of this run of four.
Okay.
Which is Cleary, Martin, Yo.
Dylan. What about Sorensen? When did he come in?
Sorensen, yeah.
What's up with Beautiful Chest?
Where is he? Knee problem. Mm. Knee problem. Let's move from the Sydney Morning Herald to the Daily Telegraph. Buzz Rothfield and Brent Reed, the Dragons and Shane Flanagan will also meet with Fifita this week. Ooh, hang on. There you go. So Fifita doing the rounds in old Sydney town. This was sad to see, wasn't it? Mm. Thankfully, it sounds like the news is not so bad, but Ryan Papenhuyzen and Brian injured his ankle late in the first half in the win over the Titans. The Storm media release confirmed the injury, a small fracture to the fibula in the same ankle he injured last year. The injury will require surgery, looking at 4 to 6 weeks on the sideline. Now, let's go back to 2014. Johnny Sutton goes down for a period of time. A young Kiri's forced to get some early games into him.
Oh, yes.
Isaac Luke goes down for a period of time. Appy Coruscant is forced to get
some time. I love when you go back in time. I love this.
You love that?
I love it. Now I know we're talking about young Sua.
Sua Falongo.
How good does he move?
Oh, he's got a bit of Reece Walsh in him. He's got a bit of Benji Marshall in him.
Yes. He's got the skipping, but he's got some beef about him. He's got a bit of Matty Utah about him as well.
Yes.
Can you just, what they did was perfect when he scored that try.
Yep.
Imagine him off a scrum.
Oh.
How are you defending him?
You can't.
You can't.
It's a young, Benji had that same influence. I don't reckon Reece Walsh was doing what he's done. At that same stage.
Two games in.
Well, he's had the first game he played,
the
try he scored. You've got the Pacific Championships and what he did against Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You've got that. Reece Walsh was not doing this stuff as good as he is at that same stage. No way. This kid is airborne.
Yeah, and he had an injury. I think he finished the game, but they were saying that, geez, I hope he plays. Can you, you know how you love your stats?
Yep.
10 times.
Yep.
He's out there. Oh, no, because I know you like doing the 100 times.
Yeah.
There's 100 scrums.
Yeah,
and he's out there.
Yeah, okay.
Second receiver.
Yep.
Not first receiver.
Okay. Petro.
Second receiver.
Petro, yeah.
Yeah, from the 70-metre line. So just say we have a
30 out or 30, or 30 out. From your own line?
30 out.
Yep.
From your other line.
Yep.
But you're not having the scrum in the middle. You're having it over on the right-hand side. Two pass, 100 times. How many times does he score? Are you saying it's 70% jobby?
No. 15.
15%.
That's a big number.
No way.
15%'s a huge number.
Yeah, no, it's more than that.
He's not scoring 70%. This is the National Rugby League, Brian.
Yeah, but he's a gun.
But they also
33. One in three.
33?
One in three.
33, wow.
But it's got to be in that distance.
That's a big number.
Yeah. He's a big player.
Okay. All right. What about this? Let's go to Broncos. Adam Reynolds faces long stint on the sideline. He's ruptured a bicep in the loss to the Roosters, aiming for return in round 22 against the Titans. Ooh, Ezra Mam, Jock Madden to steer the Broncos. But Jock Madden's still injured too, but you've also got young Saylor in the wings.
Yes.
I'm not a subscriber to Ezra being a halfback. Ezra is just an instinct player on the ball.
How bad's Jock's injury?
Oh, he could be back. He's a chance of being back this week.
Yeah, I don't think Renault will be back.
Are you red penning the Broncos?
No. Not at all. And no. I'm not red penning the Warriors. It's only round 9.
Okay.
We have Maruba Tiger, who's just jumped in. He said the partner of Fifita, Shelley.
Shaley.
She's going to the Dogs WNRL team. Not far from Penrith.
Yep.
Not far from the Nepean to the Georges River.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Kikau is still commuting.
Yep.
Filiami.
Yep.
I'm not saying he's going to go and...
Saying Fafita's going to the Dogs.
No, but they're going to live in Penrith.
Mm.
And Shaley is going to commute.
They're going to live in Glenmore Park, Brian.
And she's going to get off the train at Burwood.
Yep.
And get all stations to Hurlston Park. That's what she's going to do. I used to do that. I used to get the train from Bondi Junction to Canterbury Racecourse and had to walk across.
What were you doing out there?
I was plumbing.
Oh.
It was my first job.
Yeah.
Lear Plumbing. Stephen Lear. Shout out to Stephen Lear. He lived in Ashbury, which is a suburb between Ashfield, funnily enough, and Canterbury.
That's where Bar Lamb used to live or lives.
Ashbury.
Yeah, Ashbury.
It's quite fancy now.
Ashbury. What about this, Brian? The Rabbitohs injury toll continues to grow. Cam Murray looking at it. Geez, if there's one player they don't want injured, it's this bloke. Cam Murray's looking at an 8-week stint on the sidelines. It's a hip flexor injury. Jai Gray got hurt. Dean Hawkins got hurt. They didn't finish the match. Both looking at 6 weeks on the sideline. Mm. That's a shame. Jai Gray was going good.
He was, unfortunately. But the Cam Murray, that's, I don't know how they, you can't replace him.
No.
What has Talas Duncan done?
I don't know.
To be not into that team.
I'd love to have a beer with him, though. But
I would too.
A full-time loan system, Brian. So the Bunnies will struggle. If you really add it all up, they will struggle to have a 17 to name for the game against the Dragons.
Tugger's available. Tugger.
Yeah?
He said he'll play.
He would. He would, wouldn't he?
Tugger would play.
Yeah.
He'd get his prostate's all sweet now. Yeah. He's ready to roll.
He'll be ready to go. What did he say? Les Davidson. He said, I did his talking. He did me fighting.
No, I did his thinking.
Oh, yeah.
You do my fighting. Bundy's looking fit.
Oh, of course he is. Loan system, Brian. Thoughts?
I love it.
I love it too.
Love it. Get to a piggy out there, my man.
Why don't we see it? Why don't we see it enough? And just send them with a receipt. So if you need to call them back, you call them back. It's better for the game to have the best players playing.
What is the rule?
I don't know.
You know, it's the August rort.
Yeah, I know the August rule.
But it was during COVID that we could do the loan.
Yeah.
But now let's ring Peter.
Of course. We want the best players for the entertainment of this game playing the bloody game.
I will ring Peter this afternoon.
Ring him.
You ring Peter Villani's. I'll ring Peter Russell Clark.
Where's the cheese? Lewis Dodd has officially signed a 3-year deal with the Rabbitohs. That's fascinating. People are starting to say, oh, Wayne's got his fingerprints all over that. Would he have made the signing? Not too sure. He made his first team debut for St. Helens in 2020. Playing 75 games, including winning the Super League Grand Final in 2021. Different kettle of fish here, let me tell you that much. But anyway, we'll see how that plays out. Shawnee Omrod, the coal miner, he's coming up right after this. It's the Run Home with Joel and Fletch. And don't forget, you can catch us on the podcast, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Maybe you're listening right now through the podcast. If that's the case, slide into the DMs if you wish to have your say. Let's have a chat with this bloke.
Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
Here is the coal miner, fresh from a weekend. It all starts with that little Thursday, and then he gets a little tired on a Monday. How are you, Shawnee?
I'm surprisingly fresh today, Shug. Usually Mondays I'm not operating at 100%, but I am today.
Yeah.
Good little weekend. It was a funny old weekend in rugby league. Wet weather returned yesterday, and finally got a couple of unders bets home. So all is not lost for those sickos that like back in the unders, just like me. The refs are copping it. The bunker's copping it. It's just all happening. No rest for the wicket.
I followed you in, Shawnee. I followed you in.
Did you?
I was cursing you on Friday night, the 6 p.m. game. I was cursing when I said, I knew I should have just trusted myself.
Mm.
But with the Raiders, because, the 12 and a half or 13 and a half, whatever it was. And I was at half time, when they got a 20-0, I just thought, what do you know, Sean? But
Have you figured out, Sugar, how that bet went down? Oh, Turbo mate. Into Manly. We know the stat. When he scores, they generally just win. How in hell have they lost that game?
Mate, I tell you, I had nothing but green on the feed last week, right? And I just had a feeling. I got in there early. I worked hard. I wanted to be diligent, and I wanted to nail it because I knew the punting gods were going to come for me because that's what they do, right? And my best bet of the week was Manly with Tommy Turbo to score, and all the reasons I gave. Shawnee, I'm at a restaurant. Tommy Turbo scored. Manly are up 24-6. I'm peacocking about. That's best bets, 8 from 10. And then, mate, I went to bed. I wasn't even going to check the score. I thought, I wonder how much they won by. It kept me up for about 3. I couldn't believe it. And then I watched. I'll tell you what. When it comes to the futures, I'm staying with Manly. I'll tell you why. Because it's not all about the scoreline. Mate, some of those tries, geez, they were Dejan Azzi, weren't they?
Yep.
Intercept.
Yep. I say it most weeks because I've generally tried to stick up for my best bet, which went down again, Sugar, as you know, the Cowboys. Generally try and defend them, but they were undefendable for me, the Cowboys. But I think, don't put a line through Manly. Lucky tries happen, and sometimes it goes against you. The gambling gods are very, very cruel, and they were against you this time. But, yeah, I'd be sticking with them. And the flip side for the Raiders, I'm not sure I'd be, walking away from that one too happy either long-term anyway. But, they get the win. That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's right. Early on the text, I got up nice and early. I thought, get you punting gods. I'm going to be up ahead even earlier. And I found one, Shawnee, didn't I? But that's gone.
Yeah, Gonski. Was it $1.90 take your pick this morning, Sugar? We're speaking about the St. George, Illawarra Dragons and the Bunnies. I reckon about half an hour after you sent that, it's come tumbling in. $1.64 now the Dragons, $2.27. I really need to sit down and wait for 4 p.m. tomorrow to work out who the hell the Bunnies are going to be rolling out. Have you got a call yet, Fletch? Are you any chance of getting the call up there?
I could do. Yeah, I could do. I reckon I could do 2 hit-ups.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, then with 7 seconds play the ball. No way.
How many minutes do you reckon you'd be able to get through?
I don't reckon.
In
I
all
could,
seriousness.
I don't reckon I could.
No? I could one do set? You I get could, through a set.
I don't reckon you could. I reckon I'd be blowing after kickoff.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Sprint down.
I couldn't get through a set.
Imagine just running into those blokes, like off the kickoff.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it.
Yuck.
No, not for me.
Shawnee, anything we need to circle, back, pick, whatever? By the way, Brooksy's right. He's on the feed. Give him a follow. I think it's Nathan Brooks at SEN. He tried to post a bet. He had a same game multi, or he had a multi, and he had like 4 legs of the 5 up. He then tried to post it. I said, hey, champ, it ain't going to let you do that. You got to post it before you do it. But he has picked a $22 winner.
He tried to post it after the fact, did he, Brooksy? No. Can't be doing that, son. No, we're smarter than that. We don't let you do that sort of behaviour. But I've heard a few nice little SGMs on Brooksy's feed, so I'm going to jump on there. He's definitely got a follower out of me. But just quickly on the futures, I know you sort of touched on the Bunnies' injury prospects long-term. They're now $3.60 to win the spoon. It's a clear race in 3 now. Titans still a favourite, $2.25. Bunnies, as I said, $3.60, and West Tigers still hanging around, $4.50. So
Tigers won't win it.
It looks.
Hang on, Sean,
can't win it.
Sean, question without notice. What were the Bunnies for the wooden spoon at the start of the year?
Start of the year, Brian, 80-1 to win the spoon.
Has there been a bigger up? What's the word I'm looking
for? Oh, yeah, like a bigger price that's won the spoon.
A bigger price that's won the spoon, yeah.
Oh, that is a question.
I'll get you tomorrow. I'll get you tomorrow.
Shawnee, sorry, we've got to run. We've got the heart out here, but let us know tomorrow.
See you, mate.
I'll get you.
Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.